Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all?
Okay. Help me launch you.
Y'all?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. thank you, and welcome this evening to Pearls of Power. I'm Tracy, and I'm so glad to be here this evening. I'm so glad to be here this evening. I've been studying. The last two sessions were on the seven attributes of the Spirit, and I've just continued on in studying about the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says so much about the Spirit of God. There are numerous scriptures on the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. He is God the Holy Spirit. And so the Bible has a lot to say about him. He is a vital to the Christian life. He is our power source. I want to begin with John 14. I'm just going to read that, John 14, 16 through 21. St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 16 through 21, says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper." A helper, that word helper. This is Jesus talking, "that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world does not receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you and will be. I will not leave you an orphan. I will come to you." But verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you, to your remembrance, all things that I have said to you." So the Holy Spirit is vital. Jesus says a lot about the Holy Spirit. And one amazing thing that he says is that when he left, he said he was going to send him. And he did. We know that he sent him on Pentecost when 120 went up a room and they were baptized with the Spirit, but he said he called him a helper, and I looked that up, and a helper is someone, the Bible says, is a comforter or a counselor or an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener or a spy. If God sent a helper, it is because he knows that we need help. There are certain areas in our life that we just can't do it on our own. So the Lord sends us that assistance that we need to accomplish what he has commissioned us to do, and so that we can do it adequately and sufficiently. The help is very important. It is necessary. So the Lord sent it to us to guide us in our daily lives. Like I said, one of the attributes of the Amplified Version says he is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, and that's a part of being a helper. A comforter derives from the word, of course, comfort, which means to soothe or console, reassure, or to bring cheer. So he's basically there. One of the benefits of the Spirit dwelling in us is that sometimes we need that soothing, that reassuring. Many times, I speak to Christians that they're hurting, they're afraid, or they may be in anguish or fearful, or they may be worried and on the brink of hopelessness and despair. Well, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. There are many times I've prayed with brothers and sisters, just calling on the comforter, that part of the Holy Spirit to console and to reassure them, and he comes through. He is there for us in our painful moments. The Bible says, you know, he is a balm in Gilead. It's a soothing balm to our soul. And so that is something that is very encouraging for us to know that the Comforter is there to encourage us, not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally. He's there to comfort the hurting and those that are in pain. We're speaking about the Holy Spirit being our helper. Another extension of helper would be a counselor. The counselor is there to guide you when you don't know or you're having trouble making the decisions. He guides us. He offers us his advice, his opinion, his strategy. When we call on him, and even when we don't call on him, many times I don't call on him, but he intervenes and lets me know, go this way or go that way. And that is because he is the helper and the counselor. It's important to know that we're not on our own. We're not alone. God tells us to call upon him and that he will show us great and mighty things that we know not. So that is important for us to keep in mind, to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. And he promises as our helper, the counselor, to direct our path. He promises to direct our path. If we would just call upon him and acknowledge him, he promises to direct our path. Another extension of helper, we're talking about the Holy Spirit being our helper. Jesus said that he was going to send the helper. And the helper is a gift. I mean, it's a gift to us, and I'm so grateful for it. He is an intercessor. The helper is an intercessor, and an intercessor is one who acts or interposes in behalf of someone else. That person, for whatever reason, cannot communicate or get their point across, and so we have a mediator, an intercessor that is a go-between person that attempts to reconcile differences between a man and God. He's a negotiator. He intervenes for us. Romans 8:26 says that we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. So that is why we need the helper, the intercessor, the Holy Spirit, the intercessor, because many times we're in situations and we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. We don't know the appropriate protocol on how to approach a holy God and to articulate how we are feeling or even what we think we may need. Because what we think we may need may not be what we actually need, and that is why we need the Holy Spirit to communicate what we actually need, because he knows what we actually need. So the helper steps in, and he speaks and he intercedes for us on our behalf. The Bible says, with groanings and yearnings which cannot be uttered. The Word of God says that he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And that's very important. That says quite a bit. He says the Holy Spirit, with yearnings and groanings which cannot be uttered, he makes intercession for the saints. He intercedes for the men and women of God according to the will of God. So, and that's very important for us to know, because sometimes we place our petitions before God, and it may not be according to the will of God, but the Holy Spirit, as I said, knows what we need, and he will get in there, and he will articulate to God with a yearning. Okay, a yearning is like a deep longing, especially when it is accompanied by a tenderness or a sadness. is to have a yearning is like a strong, strong desire, an aching or a craving. It's a longing or a want or a need, and it's deep within you. And for instance, I guess an example would be if you were a widower and you were yearning for your wife, or a parent that just lost a child, you were yearning for that child. Well, you can't really put into words the aches or the longing that you have or what you're feeling, but what you're feeling is real. And so that's when the Holy Spirit, he comes in, and he communicates to the Father what you are feeling, and it's not necessarily with words that we understand. And as I'm studying this, I'm understanding that some things that we're feeling, really, you really can't put a word to it, but the Holy Spirit can, he can articulate that. He can communicate that to God with his expression on exactly how you feel. And he knows how you feel because he dwells on the inside of you. And the Bible says that, you know, he's been touched. The Lord has been touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He knows exactly how we feel, and he knows how to communicate that to the Father effectively without words. And God, the Father, can interpret and differentiate those variations of sounds and groaning, because that's just how great our God is. And groaning is to utter a deep, mournful, expressive, or expression of pain or grief. Like if you've lost, like for the example I gave, given if you lost a loved one, or you're feeling pain, or you're feeling grief, and it's difficult to express that, well, the Holy Spirit will come in, and he will express those groanings for us, and the Bible says that he does that according to the will of God. The Spirit always prays, remember this, where the Spirit always prays according to the will of God. Remember, the ultimate goal of God is that his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, but also in our lives. His will is to be done in our lives. And so when the Holy Spirit is praying for us, he is praying according to the will of God. But that's not a bad thing, because the Lord tells us that his will for us is to prosper, okay? And his will for us is to be in good health. It is always to give us a hope and a future, the Bible says in Jeremiah, to give us an expected end. So those groanings and those yearnings that the Spirit of the Lord is placing before the mercy seat of God is for our good. And it is to give us that expected end for our lives, to give us a hope and a future, and that is what the will of God is for our life. We're speaking about the helper. Jesus says that he was going to send us a helper and that he would be in us. Another attribute or extension of the helper is an advocate, and that someone, as we've seen, you know, in the intercessor, is someone that supports us. He's standing there on our side, and he's pleading in our behalf. So the Holy Spirit is an advocate, such as a lawyer. You know, that's the example that comes to mind, is when a lawyer is standing there defending their client, where they're trying to convince the judge and the jury to let that person off, to acquit them, to give them the lightest sentences possible, to forgive them, whatever it is, you know, legally that he can say, that advocate is there for you. And the Holy Spirit is that same way. He's there for us. God is for us. He's not against us. He's for us. Another attribute of the helper, an extension of that word helper, is he's a strengthener. And oh, how we need strength at times. And that word strengthener means the Holy Spirit is there to build us up, to empower us, to fortify, to add fuel, to invigorate, to make strong. At times, we just feel like we can't go on. We get tired and discouraged. You know, Satan is constantly throwing his darts at us, and just the grinding of the daily toils and tasks and requirements of life makes us tired. And there may be no one there for that support that we may need, physical support or emotional support. And so you can get, and oftentimes we do, we get overloaded. And that is where the Holy Spirit, the strengthener, comes in, that aspect of the helper being the strengthener. He's there to help us. He's there alongside of us, and he's there to help us when we can't go on. And he comes in, he adds fuel to the fire, he empowers us, the Holy Spirit strengthens us. God promises us that he would invigorate and strengthen us. He said that he renews our strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says that we, by the power of the Spirit, will run and not get weary, and we will walk and not faint. He is our power source. Now, how can we do that? You know, how can you run and not get weary? A mortal, frail humanity that we are, how can you run and not get weary and walk and not faint? That is because we have that supernatural power of God living on the inside of us. We're not just normal. We're not just average. I mean, God gives us strength to do what the non-believers, they just don't have access to. I really just don't know how you make it in this world without God, because he's just so wonderful. He offers so much to us, and there are so many challenges from day to day. I just don't know how one would make it in this world without the Holy Spirit. He is our gift. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said that he would send us a helper, okay? And another extension of that word helper would be a standby. And standby is exactly that, someone that is ready, that we can rely on. And we can choose, and we use regularly. We can call on that person in an emergency situation or a shortage. Why? Because they're there for us. They're on standby. He promises to never leave nor forsake us. You're walking around doing your daily duties and your daily activities, but you must be aware that even though you are normal, you still have the Holy Spirit. That standby is there for you in times of trouble, in times of need, waiting to jump in and help you and aid you in whatever situation you may find yourself in. I'm going to give you a perfect example of a standby. For many years, I worked night shift, and I would drive home in the mornings, have just pulled 12-hour shifts. So I'm driving home, and I would be sleepy, and I just remember, and I'm telling you, I hate to say it, but many times I have fallen asleep on the highway behind the wheel of my car, and I remember on each time falling asleep behind the car, I'm the only one in the car, I'm coming home from work, before I would veer off the road or plow into oncoming traffic, I would feel a tap on my shoulder that would wake me up, or I would feel this thump in my stomach that was so hard that it woke me up and out before I would, like, go off into the opposite coming traffic. It would be right in time enough for me to steer back on into my lane. Well, that was the standby, the Holy Spirit jumping in and intervening for me in a time where I needed help, you know. And so he is a gift, and what a wonderful gift he is. And that gift is in every believer. You've been a Christian long enough, and you look back over time, I'm sure you can recall instances where you said, well, how did that happen? Or how did that happen? I'm telling you, that was the Spirit intervening in your life. He's the Almighty God. He abides in us. The Bible says, and also in John 14, that he is a permanent gift. He is there for us, abiding forever. That means that eternal God, the Spirit, will live inside of us. He is not going to go away. That is a gift forever, and I am so very grateful for it. So if you do not have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, which is a requirement, you know, as a child of God, because those that are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can just asking. It's just as simple as calling on the Lord and asking for that gift. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and spirit, got to be twice born. We're automatically born of water. We're already born out of the womb. But the Christian has to be born of the Spirit. And so you cannot enter the kingdom of God if that does not happen. So it is an absolute requirement that you be born again. All of us have been born once, but Jesus says you must be born again, receive this beautiful gift into your life and all of the benefits that God has to offer. And it is as simple as a prayer away, and I'm going to offer up a prayer, and you can repeat after me and ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to give you this gift, to empower you, and he promises that he will do that for you. If you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you can do that right now. Repeat after me, dear Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I accept you as Lord and Savior. Write my name in your book of life. I ask for you to fill me with your Spirit. I ask to be baptized into your Spirit. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. And come and dwell within me. In Jesus' name I thank you. Amen. Now, if you've said that prayer, you know, you may want to continue for a little while longer and just pray and talk to the Lord, because that's what I would highly advise you to do, is just pray and talk to God and ask him for those wonderful things that he has for you. But I want to thank you. I'm going to stop right there. And I want to thank you so very much for listening to Pearls of Power on the topic of the Holy Spirit, our helper. And Dr. Hunter, if anyone has any comments or questions at this time, we could take them.
We have one on the line. You have a question or statement? You're on the line now. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I go to church every Sunday, and I know God, and I know he knows me, and I love him with all my heart, and I thank him for all the stuff that he have done for me. And so I know sometimes I backslide, and I don't go the right way, but I do know that he knows me, and I know him from being raised in the church as a young kid. And as an adult, sometimes I just backslide sometimes, but I always try to stay on the right path.
Well, you know, and in that instance, you backslide sometimes. You know, I'm taking that as sometimes you just make poor choices. But, you know, as a child of God, if God lives inside of you, he's not going to let you go. He promises to never leave nor forsake you. And he says that there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So when you make those mistakes, it is as simple as asking God to forgive you and just getting back up and keep moving forward. God is not here to condemn. He didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And in your walk with him, you just ask God to help you in those areas of weakness. Ask the helper to help you in those areas that you are challenged in. You know, you should pray over those things, and God will help you. Isn't that, you want to add something to that, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I think you've done a good job, but I would say to the young man, in order to stay consistently, ask God for the Holy Spirit. When you get the Holy Spirit, he will make many changes for you if you allow him to. As she was saying, he is our comforter. When it looks tough, bad, the Holy Spirit is right there to encourage us, to nudge us on. You don't need to go that way. You don't need to do that. Do this. That's what God is saying to you. That's what I would say to you. Now, perhaps you have something else that you want to, but I'm just giving you what the Bible says. Because those men could do nothing until they receive, those men that follow Jesus, they can do nothing until they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus breathed.
And, hello? Hello.
I guess he must have gone to the hospital, so I don't see him. He's still on the phone. Hello, sir, you still there?
Yes.
Is he still there?
Are you still there, caller?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I would definitely say that the Christian walk is a journey. No one is perfect. The Bible says that he even lets us know that our walk is progressive, meaning it's one step at a time, because it says the light of the righteous shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, and that we are changed in his image from glory to glory, which indicates that our walk with him is a daily process. You're not going to get it right. One thing he wants you to know certainly is, don't condemn yourself. Don't beat yourself across the head, but keep pressing forward. Whatever you do, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't turn your back on him. And if you just do that, if you just make up in your mind, well, I'm not perfect, but I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Let me tell you something. He promises that he that began a good work in you shall also complete it in Christ Jesus. And that means the work that he has started from the day you were converted, he is still working in your life. Even though you make those mistakes, there is no doubt about it, he's still working things out in your life. Just by the fact that you're listening to this radio program shows that you have an interest and a desire to do right. You may not be doing all that you know that you should be, but that desire is there, and trust me, that desire did not initiate from you. He says, I draw all men unto me. Without the Lord, you can do nothing. So for the very fact that your interest is in God and you have a desire, let us know that he is drawing you, and he is perfecting that work in you, even though you probably are not seeing it as fast as you would like it, or you get disappointed in the mistakes that you still make. Know that God is still working in your life. You got to believe that. Right, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, ma'am.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit,
Well, thank y'all.
And you're very welcome.
The Lord bless you, we do too. And my prayers go for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I just say this to the young brother, if he's still online with us. God is available for all who calls upon his name. When we call upon his name, he sends us help. He sends us assistance. He sends us abilities. It's through the Holy Spirit. But also, some other people that are filled with the Holy Spirit can help you to understand more what the Holy Spirit will help you to say or do. But it's laboring upon you to let go of this F-L-E-S-H, this flesh. The flesh must die that Jesus might live in you. And the more you can let the flesh die, the more Jesus can use you as a man. Because the Bible says all men should come unto God. And I say this to you, my brother, if you still listen, I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. If I can do anything for you, you got the number at the radio station, just call me or say, I'd like you to call me back later to talk with me. I will even do it because I want to see more men get involved in the work of God because men are supposed to be leaders. And that's why we see the way it is now. And the question is, why are there so many women doing this? Because the men won't do what God told them to do. I'm speaking from what I know and experience. Some men say, I don't have time. But that's what God put us down here for, not to be a coward, to be a man, a warrior, a son of God, to take up the cross and carry it daily, live it daily, teach it daily, love it daily, and watch God use all of us, because God is no respect of a person. God loves you as much as he do. Let me tell you something. God will look over, he'll look over a person that's seeking him more. He'll see all the righteousness. But he'll be looking for that one person that's seeking him. God will do this to bring you into him closer. But the more you ask him, man don't have nothing. Willie Hunter don't have nothing but what God has given him to do and tell you. The love I know. I say to you, if you still listen, a church is a good place to go that teaches the Bible. Don't go and say, well, I'm going to join. Find out what the church is offering. That's by the believers there. Find out they're talking about the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the return of Jesus Christ. Learn, learn, learn. The more you learn, the more you'll know, well, I'm in the right place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello.
Tracy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. That is it.
All right. Well, all right then. We're going to get out there and we're going to give God the glory.
All
because
right.
It's raining. You can tell that. Oh, can't you tell?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The Lord bless you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.